Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
You're listening to Nasty Knuckles, the Hockey Outlaws podcast. With your hosts, Derek Nasty Suttermeyer and former Philadelphia Flyer enforcer, Riley Cote, as they go behind the scenes with your favorite NHL players. Time to face off.
All right, welcome back. What's happening, Nasty?
Happy birthday, Rigorilia. Oh,
thank you.
Oh, Cuddles.
You remember.
I did remember. I remembered this morning when I was dropping my car off, too, and you gave me shit saying I didn't remember, but I did. Happy birthday, brother.
Thank you.
Appreciate Young, 35 it. Years old.
Yeah, something like that.
Somewhere around, yeah. Right around there.
Yep. Creeping up.
Got any birthday plans?
Yeah, a little rest and relax, probably. Being by 8:30 and
bang on the bongo a little
bang
bit.
On the bongo, the djembe, get it right.
The djembe, sorry, yeah. You are a master of the djembe.
I don't know about that, but
sounded good to me.
Yeah,
especially if I got a little mush.
Oh yeah,
price
that
out
definitely
a little
enhances the music.
I enjoyed it.
Well, I appreciate it.
I just enjoy the serious look on your face while you're doing
it. Well, I'm concentrated now.
I know.
You might not know anything about that.
I do not.
Well, we'll practice it sometime.
It's okay.
Get you settled
I'll
in here.
I'll just watch you.
All right. Well, you're not going to learn much by watching me.
We
need to get you focused.
I need to be more focused. But happened. Chuck Fletcher relieved of his duties. I think it was... I think they wait a little bit too long.
Yeah.
You know, I hate to see someone lose their job, obviously, but I don't think he did one thing to keep his job, to be honest. And I'm not trying to be an asshole, but, like, just nothing was working.
No.
Your thoughts?
Yeah, well, I think it was, a long time coming. We talked about, you know, does he still have a job by Christmas? And, you know, he did. And I think there was several things, that accumulated over time and then, trade deadline being the straw that breaks the camel's back. I mean, I think it was inevitable. You know, the fans and the city deserve better. And it's tough business, right? Any sporting organization and league, it's tough business to be in, and you got a lot of pressure and he had some adversity with injuries the last few years. But at the end of the day, it's about wins and losses, and then you got to move on if you're not getting that. So no one likes to see anybody losing their job, but it's part of the game and it's the nature of the beast. And here we are, Danny B steps in and he obviously has got a lot of work to do. It's not going to be an easy fix, but as far as bringing in a guy that the community, the city, you know, that is a flyer, you know, he's been working quietly for however many years under Homer and, you know, doing the general manager of Maine Mariners, player development, he's kind of done it all. So he's learned all aspects of the business. I think he's a great fit. I think he'll stick around as a GM.
I do too.
I hope. I mean, I like Danny. And
I really like that move. And not just because it's Danny, he's our buddy and all that. But you know, sometimes people get put into a spot without paying their dues.
Exactly.
He's been paying his dues.
Absolutely.
He's been doing a lot of work, you know, like you said, behind the scenes almost, running a franchise there in Maine, did a great job with that. He knows the game.
Yeah.
As a player, he went to the dirty areas to score those goals.
Yeah, gritty guy.
Not a very big guy, obviously, but played bigger. Played like a power forward, even though, you know, he's 5'10", if he's that. And I think he's going to say the right things, but he's going to do the right things that are hard to do.
Yeah.
He's going to make the hard decisions. And he kind of started that this week by, unfortunately, saying, you know, he's taking listens on Carter Hart, which we finally get a number one goalie, a legit number one goalie, and you're in a position now that Chuck kind of put the team in where you got might have to get rid of him.
Yeah.
And it's a shame if it happens. Who knows what will happen, but he's got his work cut out for him, and I think he's the man for the job.
I think so, too. In that position, it requires making some bold moves, right? Hard, just like you said, hard decisions. It's always risk versus reward, and you never really know at the end of the day what you're getting sometimes, what you're drafting sometimes. But I feel like he's got that boldness, you know.
Yeah,
you know,
for sure.
He's got that grittiness, and it's going to take that to really kind of steer the ship in the right direction. Because as we've seen the last few years, it's definitely veered off,
and yes.
You know, some things out of their control. But now you're in a position of a true rebuild, which it's kind of should have been and kind of what has been, without being totally said.
Right.
But you know, here we are. You say a new face of the franchise. Yeah. Again, I think everyone connects with Danny.
Yeah.
You know, he's hard
to find someone that doesn't like what Danny was as a Flyer.
Yeah, exactly.
But at
the end of the day, it's a pretty significant job, in the sense it's not how good of a person he is. It's like, can you get this thing back on the tracks and get this thing steered in the right direction? So will tell.
He was left with a lot to do. And, you know, as Al said also, you know, like the track record just unfortunately hasn't been there at all for Chuck, and he couldn't do this rebuild.
No.
Like, let's be honest, and I think they finally, you know, listened to the fans a little bit and just kind of the writing was on the wall, like you and Al said, you know, that JVR thing.
Yeah.
We don't need to get all back into that, but that was probably the straw, which I think it should have been before that.
Yeah.
But either way.
Yeah.
You don't like to see a guy lose a job, but this is good, and I think Danny's the guy for the job, so I'm excited for him.
Yeah, I am too, and I don't think this is the end of the movement in the front office. I think you're going to see some stuff happen at the end of the year, as most people expect.
Yeah, you would want Shuffling, Danny to bring his own
guys in. We're hearing a few names floating around.
Yeah.
You know, Chris Pronger, Eddie Olchuk, Sprinklin and Biggie.
Yeah,
there's probably a couple others in there, but definitely gonna need
Robert
a strong
Esch as
yeah
well.
Robert Esch, yeah, Robert Esch, who's paid his dues also, right?
Yes.
I mean, quietly up in Utica, but he's definitely gonna have to have that surrounding cast to kind of like help steer this thing, because it's not an easy fix, and it's not certainly not a one man job. I mean, there's a lot of hats you got to wear as a GM, and I think just retooling the front office is necessary. You know,
right.
Certainly hasn't worked the last few years, so
it has not. So hopefully things are on the rise.
Yeah,
which I think they are.
Yeah, I think so too. Starting with the draft, you know, you gotta nail these drafts, and maybe there's a hope in hell that the sweepstakes works the Flyers' way. But outside of that, you still have to nail your picks, right?
Starting with that,
if you have a few of those that flop, I mean, you're kind of behind the eight ball again.
Yeah, hopefully at least get in the top five if possible. Maybe that number one. You never know.
You never know. So what else we got going on?
We got Coots is trying to get back to play a couple games. I had talked to him a few weeks ago when I was one of the games, and but he skated with the team the other day, morning skate. I kind of get, you would probably know this better than me, but as a player, like, if he doesn't play this year, he wants to get a couple games in just to feel good about himself and his back, I guess. Like, if he doesn't, it's almost 2 years since he played a National Hockey League game.
Yeah. Yeah, you know what? It's one of those things that, you know, playing devil's advocate, it's almost like, at this point, what is the point? You know what I mean? Why not just let it settle fully? And you know what I mean? But I understand the other side of it. You know,
it's competitive
nature of it, and just getting back out there and working through the cobwebs of, you know, coming back from such an extended injury. So, Yeah, obviously it's up to him and the medical staff there. Obviously, they, my opinion don't matter, but it's just like, you know, you're not in playoff contention. It's
right.
Like, you know, you're down to the last 5 weeks of the season. Like, but I do understand, like, getting the wheels underneath them, getting back out there, feeling that, and then maybe carrying that energy and that confidence into the off season, and then hopefully
probably
come
a
back.
Lot more. Positive thinking if you do get a few games in and everything's
so.
Good. It's all right.
Yeah.
You know, I'm training. I'm going to be good for the upcoming year, which you need. But it's funny. We're talking about this rebuild. Like, is there anyone it stops with as far as, or is there anyone
that's safe?
That's safe, because you do have some players here, obviously, that are so important.
Yeah.
We don't want to see Scotty Lawton move, but if we're totally rebuilding, what do you do with these players that are
that have, know, some, they, have some value?
They have some value, and if Coots can get back healthy, like, he's got some good years left in him if he can be healthy.
Totally. Well, I don't think anybody's safe in these types of situations, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I think, you know, everything is for sale if the price is right.
Right.
You know, I think that's the way I'm sure Danny's going into this, right? It's like, if there's something that makes sense, like, let's hear it, you know, and let's explore it. So, I don't know. I'm not sure what it all looks like, and you know, that's way above my pay grade is understanding, you know, some of these contracts.
I don't think so.
But
can you not handle the cap?
Probably not.
No. Okay.
Have you seen my math skills?
I've seen your writing skills.
Yeah, it's in the same league, oof. So yeah, it's not very good.
Okay.
But managing that and just I think. We'll see where it goes, but I don't think there's anybody safe, really.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, if you're in a rebuild, like, you're, you know, obviously you got some core pieces. You can't move everybody, but obviously, but, like, you know, you basically choose your foundation, your core guys that are already existing within the organization, and then you build around them, or you move them if they're not part of that core group. So
how much does it change if you somehow luck out and get Bedard?
Oh, I mean, you're instantly on the map, like, right out of the gates. I mean, so I think the philosophy changes probably, right? I mean, at least you have something to
then
build.
Then would it have looked good if you had Johnny Gaudreau?
Probably.
That's way out of it. That wouldn't have happened anyway.
Yeah,
but I'm just saying, if you do somehow get him, then
well, this rebuild accelerates.
It accelerates,
tenfold,
for sure.
Because then you're building a franchise around this guy, and,
right?
You know, as you know, I say, wishful thinking. Anything's possible.
You never know. They got a lot of games left, and they're hovering fairly low, and they don't want to lose. But, you know, at this point, no one's going to try to lose.
No one's trying to lose.
Let's just be honest. We know
that.
But
it is harder and harder every game that goes by to get up mentally for these games.
Yes.
You knowing how depleted you are, and just the nature of the season and your status in it. So we will see. Time will only tell on all these things we're talking about here. So
yep.
Step onto the ice, property owners. It's time to make a power play with your next construction project. And that means working with the best in the game. DLI Commercial is an experienced company that has led construction projects for companies in the industries of hospitality, retail, education, medicine, finance, manufacturing, and telecommunications. So what are you waiting for? Let DLI Commercial be your trusted partner in your next construction project today. For more info, visit their website, www.dlicommercial.com.
The Q and the Q, they want to ban fighting next year.
Yeah, the Quebec Major Junior Hockey League would be the first of these leagues. I think it's been in the works for some time. Year after year, they keep, you know, increasing the penalty and it's on major penalties, major fighting majors specifically.
Right.
So adding suspensions after, you know, an accumulation of two or three. I forget how it's phased out. But, you know, I think they were down to like three fighting majors and you're suspended for, you know, one or two or three games. So it's been phasing its way out for some time, but to make a bold statement like that where fighting is no longer part of the game is...
Our good buddy Tomer said, let's just take their pads off and let them play shinny. You know, no contact at all. Like, you don't have the 70s anymore. It's not even like that.
No.
But sometimes a guy's got to protect a teammate. They police it themselves. We've talked about this to her blue in the face. We all get on hockeyfights.com. You know, we're always looking at it's part of the game, man.
Yeah.
It's part of the game.
But well, I mean, I fully agree, obviously. And yeah. There's obviously a big difference between playing the game hard, engaging physically, and then fighting. But we've seen the decline in fighting in the last
right.
5-10 years. I mean, every year it goes down and down and down. So, but, you know, that being said, is if you remove that accountability and that piece out of junior hockey, and then they turn pro and still there, like, now these guys are learning having to learn how to defend themselves at the pro level. It's not quite so easy to adopt, but you know, they're always thinking about it as a safety precaution and the safety of the players, which I'm all for.
Right.
However, I don't fully buy in and subscribe to the idea that removing fighting protects players more. You know, I think there's more cheap shots. You know, 100%. The game, the speed of the game. I think there's lack of respect that occurs. You got grown men, you know, that are strong and passionate and competitive. They're fighting for it's rubber biscuit. You know, things get out of hand sometimes. Shoulder gets up, an elbow gets up, you know, stick gets up, and it's like, well, there we are sitting around twiddling our thumbs.
Forget that this is a competitive physical
very,
game.
Very competitive.
Like,
yep.
I'm not saying I want to see some kid drop his gloves, get knocked out, and get hurt really bad. That's not the point of it. It's just the point of the game, and it needs to be there.
Yeah, defending yourself and your teammates. So I would probably think that these other leagues, major junior leagues, Ontario Hockey League, Western Hockey League, are probably not too far behind in doing the same thing. Honestly, it's a trend. They've all been trending that way.
Right.
You know, it's been a dying breed. It's been a dying part of the game for some time. We've seen it. We talk about it all the time.
Yeah.
I'm not advocating for Broad Street Bullies by any means.
No.
I mean, I would be even fine with taking out the stage fighting, leave the spontaneous nature of some of these fights in the game, like the emotional fights, the guys that just like stand up for the teammate and themselves in a certain specific moment.
You had a lot of stage fighting.
No, I did.
A couple
99% of my fights.
Yeah, but they were good.
Yeah,
they were all good.
A lot of fun, but yeah, I don't expect it ever to go back that way. Obviously, because all these guys can play.
Yeah.
But like we're talking about, there's series of puck battles and things that happened throughout the game that you know that cross the line sometimes, and all of a sudden if you're just always putting everything into the ref's hands as far as managing the game, it doesn't always work out so
right.
well. Guys get frustrated, coaches get frustrated, you know, shit hits the fan, and you were seeing full on brawls, line brawls, and goalie fights, and you know, all that stuff, how that goes. So it'll be interesting how the experiment goes.
Exactly. Well, speaking of goalie fights, Bennington's just trying.
Can't help himself.
He just can't help himself. And, little melee last night with the Minnesota Wild and St. Louis Blues, but I think he forgot he gave 5 goals up.
Yeah.
Because he's waving to the crowd. He didn't really get in a fight. Not sure he wanted to. I wish they would have, because I want to see how tough this guy is.
I want to see it too.
Because
man,
he seems
a lot of bark.
To really be
a lot
tough.
Of bark.
Chiefs just got to be like pulling losing what Harry's got left out.
Yeah.
Because he's, I mean, how many times has he told this guy? I don't know what happened last night, but he has a hearing today, right?
I believe so.
Or something like that. For what, though? Because he started a scrum?
Yeah. I guess it's his antics. I don't know if it's an accumulation
of
antics.
A little out of control. A little bit, maybe.
Understandably so, right? It's downward spiral as a team.
Yeah, for sure.
Losing games, frustration. He did get hit, but you know, obviously on that play.
Hartman
accidentally,
purposely kind of bumped him a little bit.
Because
he had been chirping with their bench, too.
Yeah.
So, which he does a lot.
Rebag, your premier destination for luxury resale. Elevate your style with our curated collection of bags, watches, and fine jewelry. At Rebag, quality is our priority. Each piece meticulously vetted and verified by experts, ensuring your investment is nothing short of perfection. Buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Access expertly crafted and hard-to-find pieces that redefine luxury. Your next investment awaits at Rebag. Get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. That's 10% off the luxury you deserve. Don't miss out. Head to Rebag.com and enter code REBAG10 at checkout. That's REBAG10.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Speaking of the Blues, congratulations to Craig Berube. 1,000 game played, 500 games coached.
Yeah, that's amazing.
And he had another man on the bench with him as an assistant. Craig McTavish has done the same.
It's pretty
incredible.
Yeah.
So congrats, Chief.
Yeah.
You're the man.
He is the man. Hopefully they can have, find some success here moving forward. It's a tough situation, you know.
Yeah, they're a rebuild, too. They were big time sellers, and they actually were able to sell some players.
Yeah, they did.
So.
Yeah. What else you got, Nast?
That's about it, man.
Any snipes recently?
Me? Nope.
Yeah, no?
I didn't play last week. I was under the weather. I had a legit reason. I went in cuddles.
Oh.
I went in cuddles with Cote.
You weren't just soft?
No, yeah. I was not. I was sick.
Oh.
Like, real sick.
Okay, well, I hope you're better.
Boys showed up. We're still undefeated right now. Are you going to be there Sunday?
Oh, yeah.
Our boy Lupo's
in town.
So you decide. Oh, come
put on a show. Lupo's in town.
Yeah, come put a little showsy on. Not a big deal.
Yeah, yeah. Well, Lupo's been a huge supporter of the Flyers, the podcast,
Warriors.
The Warriors
alumni.
Yeah. So appreciate Lupo. Lupo's in the studio.
He's in studio,
and he'll be in the eye in the sky. Sunday's
out there game. In Seattle and Van with us, leading the way, making me feel like I didn't know where I was for a little while. Thought I was on Pluto there for about 3 hours. I was refreshed when I came back around.
Yeah.
About 11 o'clock at the old Roxy, Loops?
Regrouped. He also rocks the Tovey.
Yes, he does. Rocks the Tovey, the Diamond Air Technology.
Yeah.
Just burying biscuits in his men's league.
Yeah. He brought his bag, and we're going to be playing tomorrow.
Nice.
Aston,
you guys going for a skate?
A little pickup, yeah.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
Debo in net?
Debo in net. Got to get the rust off for Sunday's game. I haven't skated in over a month, so.
You ever going to get these new wheels that I got for you?
Yeah. Right? You're going to heat them up for me.
Heat them up.
This episode is presented to you by our friends at Curaleaf. Welcome to Curaleaf, a medical marijuana dispensary. Whether you're a longtime patient or you're just getting acquainted with this incredible plant, Curaleaf of Pennsylvania is honored to guide you along your medical marijuana journey. Have questions? Google Curaleaf PA or stop by one of their 18 locations across the Commonwealth or visit curaleaf.com/locations. All right, Nas, what time is it?
It's time for Clear Rum Questions, brought to you by Clear Rum, Riggs.
All right, I think we're ready to rock. Baller, what do you got?
Alex, Flyers fan 2879 over on Instagram. He said, in your opinion, who do the Flyers get rid of?
Ooh.
Well,
I mean, we talked about this in the pre. I don't think anybody is safe. I'm not sure, you know, right out of the gate, who you're attempting to move. Might not be as easy as you want it to be, you know?
Yeah.
But, geez, I don't know. What do you think, Nas?
When you're looking at the, I don't know if you want to say better player, maybe older players, guys like Provy, Carter, just because he's got some length on his contract.
Right.
Tony's got a year left. Some of these Coots, Atkinson, do you really want to get rid of guys like that? They're kind of leaders in there that can kind of teach, or are you just like, hey, we're getting rid of whatever we can to make the team better, to get younger, get more draft picks? I get afraid to do that, but I guess that's part of rebuilding.
Yeah.
You know, like say you trade Provy, okay? Well, people are hard on Provy here. This guy eats up 25 minutes a night. You know, he gets zero power play, which I think's crazy, but that's just my opinion. Kills penalties, eats shots, does everything you want a guy to do. And you get rid of him, you're going to miss that so much. But at the same time, you may get a couple of first-round picks for him. I don't know, a first-round pick player that's younger. I don't know. Like, it's hard.
Yeah,
it's not easy.
It's hard.
You know, Kuz, do you trade Kuz? He's going to be hard to trade because he's coming off, you know, basically 2 years of missing hockey. But it's going to be hard to move those big contracts Chuck gave guys, too. Like, you know, Risto's got 4 years left,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah,
Sandy's got seven. Do you move TK, the only goal scorer, real true goal scorer, if you want to call him that, that you have right now? So, I mean, I think anyone's available, but I just hate to see, like we've said this twice now today, but to see Carter get moved when you finally get
finally find that guy after so many years, like, since the Bob disaster.
Yeah, exactly. And, I was watching our buddy Mike Richards, Rick Bone, was on with Uppy and Obi, and they were like, boy, you guys love to blow the shit up in Philly. And he was just like, I know we would have won there. And they were like, well, you never really had to goaltend. He goes, we got fucking Bob. Yeah, he goes, we had Bob, you know? And you think way back to that, and now, like, just thinking about even moving Carter, which is what they're obviously thinking about, man, like...
That'd be a shame.
It is.
Yeah.
Guess it's part of it, man.
Part of it.
Again, it's hard.
You're essentially starting from scratch here, a new GM, and basically a team that needs to be blown up and rebuilt. So, mentioned in the pre, I think everyone is for sale,
right?
And no one is safe. It's just a matter of, well, first of all, can you move some of these contracts? And does anybody want them?
Right.
And it's not that easy, but, you know, there might be some offers that come to the table that were totally unexpected that you'd never even have thought of. But I think that's the approach you got to go into this with, right?
I mean, I think Danny's going to have to get a little creative, too. Mm-hmm. You know, you may have to keep some money. There's been talk I heard the other day about maybe Hazy going to Columbus with the Flyers keeping some money. I hate to see Hazy go. I hate to see anybody go. Yeah. That's the thing, but unfortunately, it has to happen. So it will be an interesting summer.
Yeah, I think it'll be active.
Leedy will be very active and see what Danny can do.
Yeah, looking forward to that.
Dennis and Dumont over on Twitter. Thoughts on the importance of a good diet when the NHL Ironman is a guy whose diet consists of hot dogs and Coke?
I don't think Phil really likes hot dogs, to be honest with you. Yeah. I think that's kind of a joke, but... I'm sure he's had one.
Or two.
Listen, I can tell you, a guy like Phil, I've worked with him, and I know him well. He's a freak of nature, man.
Yeah.
The guy's he's like almost like Charles Barkley. I like to always compare him to when Barkley came into the league. He was a little overweight, but he could still jump higher than everyone, you know, out-rebound everyone. Phil's got speed. He's got strength.
Oh, yeah.
We've talked about it 100 times. Shoots the puck. It's a great question, though.
It's an amazing question.
Because there aren't many guys like Phil.
No, he's an anomaly for sure. I think he's like an exception to the rule. I think
Jake Voracek a little bit.
There's definitely a few guys that have fulfilled those, you
Dustin
know,
Buffalo.
Quarter of one percenters, you know.
My boy Buff.
Yeah, Buff.
Just a freak of nature.
Yeah, there's some guys that just kind of, they're freaks, and they're able to... sustained performance and, you know, preserve energy somehow. They're going against all odds. I mean, I think for most guys, you know, diet does help with performance, right? And at least consistency. You can argue around, you know, prevention of injury because it's just one freak thing away. And I'm not sure diet necessarily.
Right.
I mean, for some maybe soft tissue injuries, you maybe say you could prevent, but some major stuff, obviously, diet's not going to prevent. But yeah, it's pretty incredible to see. Someone like that, you know, that really doesn't pour a whole lot into the off ice stuff. I shouldn't say it like that, but maybe more as much as he probably could, and how much success he's had. And as you mentioned, you know, just naturally a freak and built for hockey. And but then the argument was like, well, if he had tapped into this, could he be even better?
Right.
Well, probably. I'm just not sure, like, if that would have equated to that mess up his game.
Who knows?
There's even this conversation around, you know, more old school players, you know, training in the offseason. I remember Marty Brodeur, you know, obviously one of the best goaltenders to ever play. Never did a whole lot in the offseason to train. And then I think one of his last years before he retired, he tried, got a trainer. he blew out a bicep or something.
He got hurt.
Something totally random. But like,
yeah, he was never in great shape. Like, he didn't look, you know, he didn't look bad, but he didn't look like he worked on his body that much, to be honest. Because I used to see him obviously a lot. But back to Phil, the thing is about Phil, it's just a natural strength. Like, you know, Luke Shen was telling us him going in there and blowing everyone away in the testing, you know, at camp in flip-flops.
Yeah.
Out benching everyone, out squatting everyone, and then just like blowing the VO2 test away like it was nothing, and then going and eating some nachos.
Yeah,
you know,
I know.
Like, it's crazy.
Yeah, but it's an anomaly for sure. But I would like to think that, you know, just based on what I know of nutrition and performance and recovery and all that good stuff, that it does help.
Of course, I mean, it does.
I mean, there's no question. That's why there's such an emphasis on it, and they have the chefs and all the healthy food, right? I mean, guys are going to eat their shit on their own. You know, they don't need to be supplied it. But yeah, there's very few guys that can kind of fit in that bucket of really not taking care of themselves a whole lot and then performing on such a high level. And not just performing on a high level consistently for that many games straight is incredible, honestly.
Yeah, that's actually a great question.
Yeah, it really is. Appreciate it.
One more from Notorious P.I.G.
Uh-oh.
Pac-Man?
Hey, yeah, right. Pac?
I want to eventually get my son started in ice hockey. He is 2. Do you have any questions or advice on getting started?
Yeah, I mean, what I would say is, well, the Philadelphia Flyers, as well as most of these NHL teams, have a Learn to Play program, which is an amazing opportunity to get ice time at a very affordable rate.
And
they outfit the kids from head to toe, and there's 6 ice sessions. So I think it's for like $150, so super reasonable for anybody that's, you know, wanting to put their kid into hockey and is not sure, you know, the investment and, you know, and how that all looks. So I would look into those Learn to Play programs, different hockey rinks. Around here, I think there's like 16 rinks that participate in with the Flyers. So, and they also do it in ball hockey too. So maybe, you know, getting them all on the street.
He's only 2.
2, we just keep playing with the ball, right?
Yeah.
I mean, but I mean, I've seen some kids getting on skates at 2 and 3, you know what I mean? So, you know, just getting the feel for it. I think he's putting a stick in their hand, letting them feel the ball, you know, seeing the hockey IQ, just playing, just having fun, right? I mean, just letting the kid play. And then, you know, as they progress and seem to enjoy it, maybe put them on skates and then put in a more organized, you know, version of that. So, but
sure.
I think like any player that's ever played, they had a hockey stick in their hand at 2. Like they were walking around the house and banging balls around and shooting pucks and putting holes in the wall. So that's got to happen, I think. And it's probably necessary for them to really adopt the love for the game. So anything else, Nas? Yeah.
No, that's it.
Yeah.
I would say the exact same thing.
Yeah.
I would.
Probably come here, grab a grind or 2.
Yeah. Get the wheels. Definitely come by here for your skate sharpener.
Probably get a twig.
Couple
or
toys.
2, yeah.
Gloves.
Head to toe.
I'll fit you head to toe, really. Even though they're doing it over there.
Yeah, right.
For cheaper.
Just take that back. Skip that program.
Yeah.
Come by Nazis. He'll
just
get
come
you.
Come here. I've got synthetic ice. I'll teach him everything he needs to know.
Yeah. One-stop shop.
Yes.
Well, I appreciate the question. That was a good one as well.
Thank
so.
You guys.
Well, that's a wrap. Clear questions in the books.
That's it.
Episode 109 in the books.
Down.
Down the hatch.
Down the hatch, brother.
Well, we appreciate you, knuckleheads. Be sure to subscribe, comment, ask questions. Until next week for episode 110, stay safe.
See ya.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.